Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 24th of March, and I am recording at 9:09 p.m. here in London. Now, well, a mixed day, nervous day, I should say, here overall, and some reversals continuing in existing positions. First, let's start with stock markets, where, of course, we've been losing form here this week in terms of the rallies that it had actually occurred since mid-February. And in the Asia-Pacific region, now, we had Japan indices down on average about 0.2 percentage point. China was soft. The Shanghai Composite down 1.63%, and all the Chinese indices were lower, including those of Hong Kong. And that was pretty much the story also in Taiwan, South Korea, although somewhat smaller declines. Australia got hit with the weakness in commodities that we had yesterday, down over 1%. And elsewhere, India was closed. We had Singapore falling 1.2% and declines right on through Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia, although under 1%, more in the half a percentage point category. Looking at Europe took a beating so often on these down days. Troubled Europe it does just exactly that. So some significant declines, the biggest of which is France, down 2.13%. The German DAX index was down 1.71%, but I noticed that on the spread bet futures contracts that it's actually 90 points above that level, so still well down on the day, but not anything like the 1.71%. And I'll give you the reason for that in a moment, for the rebound. But the UK down 1.5% in here today as well. Weaker commodities, mining shares. Now, how did Germany and the other futures-traded European stock markets narrow their losses? Well, Wall Street, which had been down most of the day, not heavily, but it gradually pared those losses and closed virtually unchanged. I mean, the Dow was up less than 0.1 point. The NASDAQ Composite was up 0.1 point. The S&P 500 was down just slightly. And that, was a bravura performance relative to what everyone else has done, or every other stock market is pretty much has done in here today. And the story, I think I posted an article on this, I think it was probably last week, but the story on this overall is that while corporate profits have been deteriorating, and that's worrying in the U.S., and also deteriorating corporate profits have often forecast recessions. Not every time, but it increases the risk of what I would say would be a quite a mild recession if that happens. I'm not forecasting that here yet, but again, the reason for the stocks doing better than what, despite the declining profits, is the fact that companies are really quite aggressive in terms of their share buyback programs, and they're doing this in a major way here once again. I think probably IBM more than just about anything else. Okay, now what else took place in here today? We had the bond market, as Wall Street picked up the yields, the bond yields firmed up a little bit for the U.S. 10-year, and it ended a short while ago at 1.90%. The VIX index is at 14.74% here. The dollar index is a little stronger. It's at 96.141. Looking around at some of the markets, major markets for currencies, I noticed that the Chinese renminbi was down for the fifth consecutive day in here. Mind you, it had rallied for 3 weeks prior to this weakness. But that is notable, that move, both of those moves. And what also happened, let's see, India, although the stock market was closed, currencies trading, and that was a little bit firmer in here today. Elsewhere, Australian dollar a little bit easier, 0.7528 as I speak. And we had the Japanese yen slightly weaker here at 112.86, but still in that very narrow range. Sterling, a fraction firmer here at 1.4154. And that's, let's see, where's the euro? Euro, a little weaker, 1.1177. Now, elsewhere, commodities got clipped in here today. Precious metals, they had a bad day yesterday, and they had some downside follow-through here today. Palladium, for instance, that's down $8.40 in after-hours trading. That's at 574 and change. Silver has slipped to 1520. That's down just over 7 cents. And platinum did worst in here, down 11.8 right now to 949. And gold is down just over $3, $3.10 at $1,217. Now, crude oil was down. Remember, it had those downward dynamics yesterday on crude, but it did not get all that much follow through here today. For instance, Brent is currently at $40.43. It had been down this morning. It was as low as 39.22. And the WTI crude is currently down 20 cents at 39.59. It had been at 38.33. So that's picked up quite a bit off those lows, over a dollar off those lows. I certainly don't think crude's going all the way back down to its actual lows. I think it's bottom, because it had the best rally since what I think it was the first half of 2014. But it was one of those V bottoms, as we call them, and you know, it spikes down and then spiked back upwards a little bit faster on short covering, corrected that dramatically oversold condition, and then people say, well, can it hold this ground up here? And we normally pull back and get a ranging right-hand extension phase. I think that's the period that we're going into, and hopefully that will also be the case for industrial metals. But they didn't get as big a rally, and for the most part, and they're a little weak in here overall. They're certainly weaker in here today, although I noticed that we've seen copper. This is the high-grade U.S. copper, which touched a low here earlier today of 220 cents, 220.5 to be precise. But that was well down, but it's up 25 cents as I speak at 223, or that's up a quarter of a cent, beg your pardon, as I speak. But at 223.8, that's picked up a lot from those lows. So again, nervous, choppy markets, and I think we're going to get plenty of that. It's not a disaster, but it doesn't make trading any easier, he says ruefully, seeing these choppy precious metals. But elsewhere, now white sugar, sugar generally, finally got caught. It had just been soaring higher on that crop estimate reduction. But today we've got the white sugar down sharply, down 12.2, and it's at 454 and change. The regular sugar, normal sugar, is at 1587. That's down 84 ticks. Anything else that I can note here? Grains and beans, a little bit steadier here overall. But the one main theme here, nervous, choppy markets, that really is going to continue. It's not a disaster, but stock markets are locked in a trading range. Investors are scared. That's why bond yields remain so low here overall. Commodities had started to recover, but they're pausing in that recovery phase here right now. And expect more of that to continue over the next week or two. Now, I know this is only Thursday, but tomorrow is Good Friday, and that's a holiday in the UK, as is the Monday following Easter. So I will be coming back. Owen is currently on holiday, but we have two market day holidays here in the UK. So I will be resuming Comment of the Day and the audio on Tuesday, the 29th of March. But, of course, as you know, the chart library is always open. And for those who celebrate these things, I wish you a happy Easter and all the very best.